He has to bleep that.
That's up to Kyle.
It's okay.
Yeah. Oh, I totally didn't even see that. I just like words.
Yeah. Sentences.
Drunk.
People may not even understand what happened, so it's okay.
That's fair. Episode 64 of the Probably Questionable Podcast. The Probably Questionable Podcast. I'm Kyle. I'm your host. Co-host today is Dan.
Heyo.
Other guys, you know, hanging out with us, Joe and Matt.
Hi.
Hey.
I've never felt so unimportant in my life.
It's okay, guys. Don't worry about it.
I feel like we're like the last ones on the couch who are like trying to get that last bit of on the talk show, you know?
Yeah, like on Conan.
Yeah.
The person all the way on the edge. Yep.
No, okay.
They said, never talked to that person.
You said people on the couch, and I was like kind of getting worried about where you're going with this.
Casting couch show? Heyo.
I was just kidding. I'm the host. Everyone else is my co-hosts. Dan just helped me with the segment. That's why I said that.
Because I care.
About yourself.
So this week, yeah, I guess this week. This week on the Probably Questionable Podcast, we have a few things for you. And we're going to start off with our daddy soda, as usual, and then we're going to move on to our news stories. Then we're going to talk about some get-rich-quick schemes that we all have, you know, thought
fabricated.
Of. Yeah, fabricated, thought of over the years, or months, or today. And then we're going to do a quick this or that segment.
Mm.
So it should be a quick one, but hopefully it's a good one for you and for everyone else. If you want to reach us and, you know, give us any suggestions on maybe another topic we could talk about. You could do that probably. I mean, we have some kind of method for contacting us, right?
I think we have a P.O. box.
A P.O. box?
That they can send mail to.
Mm.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. Not yet.
We don't.
Oh, okay.
I'm still looking into that.
Still in the process.
Then how are they going to reach us?
We have an email, right?
Electronic mail, yeah.
Oh, electronic mail.
All right.
That's weird. That's new, right?
Is it probably questionable at gmail.com?
Correct.
All right. That's how you can reach us. Also, you can go to our website at... that's not true at all. Probablyquestionable.com.
You were there.
Well, it is at
you were going to get there.
It is at probablyquestionable.com.
I was going to say at PQ Podcast,
yes. Oh, okay.
But that's our Twitter handle. You also can find us on iTunes, search Probably Questionable, rate and review, and I'm missing Facebook. That's what I'm missing. Search Probably Questionable Podcast. We have a fan page and a regular... page, right?
Fan page and group page.
Group page. That's how that works.
Actually, and the most important thing of iTunes, subscribe.
Did I say iTunes?
Yeah, you did iTunes, but you just said review and...
Rate and review.
Rate and review.
Oh. Yeah, subscribe too.
That'd be great.
That would be great. Also, I was going to say something else, but it escaped my lips. So let's just move on to the daddy soda. This week, we have Palm.
Yeah.
Like special Belge... Ale?
Mm-hmm.
Like on your hand, palm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like that's how it's spelled.
Or like a tree.
Yeah, well, palm tree, right.
Mm-hmm.
It's imported from Belgium. It is 5.3% alcohol. I don't know what kind of beer this is, besides being a good one.
It is a Belgian amber ale.
I don't know
what that means. It is a perfect balance of flavor between a pilsner and a lager.
Okay.
That's reading this off the bottle.
Not in order, though. And it's delicious.
It's good. It tastes like a beer, which mm-hmm. we don't have that often on the pod. We usually get like
whoa,
fancy.
We have beer all the time.
Yeah, we have beer all the time.
No, but I was saying this is a beer that tastes like a beer.
Yeah, I agree with Dan. Most beers that we have on this podcast have like some kind of fruit note or
some other kind of notes
or something.
You're right.
Like
all I can really taste in this is just like yeasty beer.
Yeah,
it's just
what it tastes like.
It's just man. It's just.
Like, when I think about drinking beer, this is the kind of beer, like, I think about.
How much did this set you back?
It wasn't expensive.
Oh, that's good. I wouldn't mind coming home with a couple of these.
It set me back, right, at the moment, it set me back exactly $10. It'll set me back a little bit more in the future.
Wow.
You just take out a loan from a loan shark?
Yeah.
Like, my mind is spinning, like, I don't even understand.
There's this guy outside of wherever you guys bought this.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey, you want some palm?
Whoa, whoa, buddy. Hey. I'm just here for beer.
I don't swing that way.
It tastes like beer. It's not chocolatey.
Nope. Mm-mm. It's just beery.
I could pong this.
You know, it's pongable.
It we don't pongable. Have,
this is, there's no doubt about this one. This one is pongable.
Yeah, I could pong this beer. I'm going to pong another of these beers in my mouth.
I wouldn't want to pong this, though.
Yeah, no. But it's possible.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, there's no reason you couldn't.
Yeah.
But
this has to be one of the more pongable beers we've had in a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Well, it's not heavy. It's just,
I mean, it's definitely not as pongable as Bud Light Platinum.
Oh, that was a long time ago. And that was like my second or third one that I hosted.
Back when you used to learn the ropes?
Yeah. Yeah. I was still a noob. I was still,
What's being a noob like?
I don't even know. It was so long ago. It's ridiculous.
Oh, jeez. This is going out of
control. So speaking of beer, just to fill up a minute here, a couple of weeks ago I was at a family gathering, and my dad walked up to me because the only beer there was Coors Light. He's like, you want a Coors Light? I'm like, well, if you already brought it to me, I guess. So I opened it, drank it, and because of all the, you know, complex flavored beers I've been drinking, it tastes like water with a hint of beer to me now.
Yeah, so it's refreshing spring water.
It was refreshing spring water. That got me slightly buzzed.
I think out of the cheap beers, or like, I don't even want to say cheap beers, I mean they are, but I guess like those main...
Standard,
like
those, yeah.
Coors Light, Miller Lite. I think Coors Light is actually the one that I like the most. It's between Coors Light and Miller Lite. Out of those, I guess really the only other ones like Bud Light.
Yeah, I would say Coors, or like Busch, but ugh. All other things.
Yeah.
All those nearly inconsumable beers.
They're all kind of, I mean, those beers are all kind of the
Natty.
Same. Oh, my God. But, yeah, I think that's what I would go with. Mm. Probably Miller.
I'm a Miller guy.
MGD64.
Miller High Life.
Champagne the High Life. Beers. Oh, damn it.
I like Coors.
$8 for a 12-pack.
Coors Light. Only beer. Strong enough to kill a werewolf.
You know what's nice is that it has blue. The mountains turn blue, so that's how you know it's cold.
Yeah. Super cold.
Yeah.
Amen to that. I need to know when my beer is cold. My hands, I don't have any sensation.
I lost those in the war.
Years of washing with hot water have, you know,
eroded that. I've destroyed the feelings in my hands, so yeah. I need blue mountains to tell me when I can drink my beer.
Mm. If you do enjoy our beer talk, another podcast that shares our similar affinity, that's the word I was going for beer, is Happy Jack's RPG podcast. That's the name, right? There is podcast at the end of that name,
yes.
Right? Okay, yes. Just making sure. There, you can find them at happyjacks.org.
So, that is their new site.
Mm-hmm.
They do live episodes and stuff. It's fun.
Indeed. All right. I guess we'll move on to our news stories section. Who would like to go first? Dan would like to go first. He has three news stories.
Yep, and they're all super short.
Do you really?
Well, yeah, it was the one that I sent to you originally, because...
And then obviously two more.
And then okay. Two more, exactly. All right, so the one that I sent Joe a few days ago, I was very excited about this, but then I discovered from a friend that, and I looked up at the page and it said, yep, this story was from January 8th, 2006. But Luciano Mars, 81... of Fort Sumner, New Mexico, found the mouse in his home and wanted to get rid of it. So what he did was he had some leaves burning outside, so he threw it into the fire.
That's horrible.
And the mouse was on fire and ran back into the house, lighting the house on fire and burning it down.
I'm going to golf clap for that mouse. Not only is he brave, but he's also a Pokemon now.
That's debatable.
Is he a Charmander?
No, he's a fire mouse Pokemon, uh-huh. Which is a Charachu.
Charchu.
So that was an old story. There is a story I read where there's this building that is being erected.
Nice.
I picked that word specifically in China. That looks like a penis. And everybody's pointing out how it looks like a penis. So, like, Chinese government, Chinese military people or whatnot are just like, no, stop calling it a penis.
It isn't a penis.
It's not a penis.
It's a Wang.
Mm.
Like the Wang Center.
Stony Brook represent.
Which also had a penis.
Yes. And the last story, Yeah, can't remember it, so we're going to go with 2.
Okay, that was anticlimactic.
All right, I'm going to go next, because I like to mix up the order. Oh, that's the wrong webpage, sorry. My news story is about 2 teenagers in Russia. Do you know this news story?
No, I remember my other story.
Oh, all right. After I go, you can finish.
Yes.
2 teenagers in Russia decapitated a homeless man and then played soccer with his head.
Whoa.
Wow.
Who won?
Holy shit, that's like ghoul status right there.
Yeah. The news story actually starts out with, just when your faith in humanity starts to get a little stronger, here comes Russia to give it a kick in the dick. And that's how the news story starts. Of course, they blur out. They don't have dick completely. It's D asterisk CK. Yeah, they got to keep their standards up.
That could be Doc.
Yeah, that's true. The end of the article is best in parentheses, worst part of the story is teenagers face 15 years in prison if convicted. Only 15 years.
Wow, Russia.
That's pretty crazy.
It is.
That's fucking bullshit.
The news story doesn't come from the most reliable source, so I can't be positive.
The Onion?
It was The Onion. Damn it.
No, it wasn't The Onion.
Yes.
Was it The Scallion?
No. Yes, it was The Scallion. Slightly less
credible.
Yeah, slightly less credible.
It's just right. Smaller.
So my other story was that there was this dude in Spain. He's like a minister or some shit. I don't know. But he took a picture with this other guy, and they were both topless. But, like, there was, like, not really anything else. Like, they were just, like, hanging out, and, like, you know, they didn't have their shirts on. So, like, some other guy was like, oh, you're gay. You know, you can't be, like, the head of, like, churches and stuff like that. And apparently he has the power to, like, not make him be that way. And so the guy's pissed, obviously. He's like, nah, man, I'm not gay. He's like, you can measure my asshole. So he says he's going to go to these people and have them measure his asshole to prove that he's not gay.
Huh.
I'm happy I remember.
We've come so far as a people.
Well, this is in Spain,
way to
though,
go.
So, I mean...
Well, we invented the ruler for a reason, Matt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so he's toast not gay.
Because he's going to have an asshole measure.
He has the asshole to prove it.
Super tight.
I feel like
on a scale of 1 to 10?
Because he's a giver. Because he's a giver, that's why.
Yeah. He's the pitcher.
Alright, wow. I'm done.
Who would like to go next?
Joe, you want to go next?
Sure, I'll go next.
Joe will go next.
Okay. Sorority girl buying bottled water ends up spending the night in jail.
I actually heard this story.
Oh, damn it. Well, then I'm done. A University of Virginia student bought some bottled water, cookie dough, and ice cream for a sorority fundraiser.
Sounds like a crazy night.
It sure was. It's a sorority house. When a group of people in plainclothes approached her car, one person jumped on her hood, another pulled a gun on her, and the student, logically, began to drive her car as fast as she could out of the parking lot. Unfortunately for her, the people attacking her car were state alcoholic beverage control officers who mistook her purchase of sparkling water for a 12-pack of beer. They weren't showing they were showing unidentifiable badges after they approached us, but we became frightened as they were not in anything close to a uniform, and she couldn't put her windows down unless she started her car, and then when she started her car, they began to yell at her to not move the car, not to start the car, and her and her roommates were terrified. And then after driving out of the parking lot and grazing 2 of the plainclothes officers, she called 911 to report the attack and ask if there was any possible way that they were actually, you know, agents of the law. And then another alcoholic beverage control agent pulled over their SUV with, you know, an actual police vehicle and flashers. And she got arrested and charged with three felonies, including assaulting a police officer. She spent the night in jail. And to make matters worse, why she obviously became so frightened was she'd just come from a Take Back the Night vigil on campus where women shared stories of their experiences with sexual assault.
Oh, man.
So you're listening to that, some people start beating on your car and jumping on your hood and trying to get in and yelling at you. What are you going to do?
Is she cute?
I don't know. There's no picture.
Damn.
I'm just going to say yes.
She's in a sorority, so.
Yeah.
I think that's a prereq.
She's probably like a 6.
Like, she's at least pretty to someone.
Yeah, she's pretty to someone.
At least.
She's a 6 to somebody.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Wow.
So I'm going to round out this news segment.
Okay.
The title of my article is "We Might Be Martians."
Is it a title or is it the title?
It is the title.
Okay.
Did you say
of
might?
The article. Yes. We Might Be Martians. So apparently, they're, you know, we're on Mars and we're doing all these studies. Well, apparently, we found evidence of a possible former atmosphere, and we also found elements of a possible former water source. So right now, things are lining up that there could have been life on Mars. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to figure out if there is still some sort of life on Mars. And if that is true, then that opens up the whole universe for, if it happened on two planets right next to each other, it's anyone's game. There's definitely life out there, you know? So what I found interesting was that when a space shuttle, the Ames Research Center, when it came back into Earth's orbit, it had a nematode culture in it. And as it's entering Earth's orbit, you know, it crashed into the ocean, whatever, the nematodes were still alive. So they went through the process of re-entering the atmosphere and survived. So it's entirely possible that a piece of rock carrying a microorganism from Mars could have flown over here, gotten through the atmosphere, which would have been weaker back then, and landed and populated the planet. So that's where he says that we might be Martians.
It would be cool.
It's like kind of like that movie Mission to Mars. You guys seen it? But that's exactly what happens in Mission to Mars.
That ice cube isn't, isn't it?
I don't remember. But
I can't look it up.
It's literally exactly what happens. Like they find out, like, oh, this is what happened. A piece of rock came, and then.
Okay. What happened again when the piece of rock came?
The piece of rock came, flew over, crashed into ocean, multiplied, and. Evolution. Thank you, Dan. That's exactly it. Evolution.
All right. I guess we'll keep going.
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
Let's do the email.
Oh, let's do the email. I didn't know you had gotten it.
Yeah, he didn't tell us.
Yeah, he didn't tell me diddly.
He didn't tell anybody.
I know. I didn't. He's, my bad.
He's taking an off.
He's producing the email right now.
Heyo.
Yes.
He's writing it.
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So we have an email.
Love it.
Kyle, what's our email?
I don't know, Joe.
Oh, address.
Oh, our email address is probably questionable at gmail.com. Why do you ask?
Because that's where Ray, frequent emailer, sort of, sent his email. So if you'd like to be as cool as Ray, that's where you should send an email.
I agree with all these ideas.
Good job, Ray.
Ray writes, "Dear Molly, Mary Jane, Angel, and Crystal," there's a theme there. Can you pick it up?
Molly, Mary Jane, all drugs?
You're Which right. one am I?
We. That's for us to probably deliberate.
Can be Molly, because it's an M.
Sure.
Thanks.
Mary Jane is also...
Shut up, Kyle.
I'm going to be Mary Jane.
All right. I'm being Crystal.
I'm being Angel. Awesome.
That's oh, really Angel. Awesome. You like to get Boreanaz. Wet. You like to get wet.
Anyway.
See what he did there.
So Ray sent us an email that has 3 questions in it. I'm going to do 2 this episode and 1 next episode because otherwise we'll take too long, I think.
Okay.
So, the first question is, what group is better, NWO or DX? This is from professional wrestling, if you guys aren't aware.
NWO.
New World Order, which I was actually wearing their shirt today. No lie.
And what's DX?
Degeneration X. NWO is from WCW fame, while
DX is from WWF.
All right, which one's more popular?
DX.
They're better. They succeeded.
they sure did, I guess.
At a principle, I think I have to go with the DX one.
Okay.
But out of the fact that I'm a fan of the New World Order, I'm going to go with NWO.
I'm going with New World Order. They're so badass. They actually had 2 different factions. They had the New World Order, and then there was the NWO, where they wore their regular NWO wore black and white. Then there was the NWO Wolf Pack that wore black and red. And they would make, like, the wolf sign from their hands, and they would touch them together. And I'm just like, aw, damn, that shit is so cool. So, yeah, they were awesome.
Oh, God.
I was so fucking into wrestling when I was a kid.
Apparently.
How are you, Joe?
I'm going with NWO because they had Hulk Hogan at one point.
Yes, they did.
And oh, really?
They're responsible for half of, like, the best N64 wrestling game there is, WCW NWO Revenge.
Mm, that's a very good game. Some people like the, I forgot the WWF one, like the, it was like a Millennium one or something like that.
I probably didn't play it.
Millennium.
The Rock was never on a team, so.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
God damn it.
What was he on?
The Nation of Domination.
Oh, was he? Oh, damn it.
It featured The Rock and also The Rock.
Yeah, featuring The Rock and also
The
Johnson.
Rock, Farouk. There's a lot of people. D-Lo.
Triple H?
No.
Triple H was on DX.
No. They're sworn enemies.
I just remember Triple H on DX.
He was, yep. Leader of DX.
I never watched wrestling.
Was Stone Cold ever on a team?
No.
Stone Cold was never on a team.
No,
okay.
Stone Cold was...
Stone Cold,
Stone Cold was
rules.
Stone Cold.
Yeah. I think the only time he actually had, like, a prominent partner, I think... No, he wasn't... He never even really had a tag team partner. The Rock actually was partnered with Mankind, a.k.a. Mick Foley.
Who lives here.
Yep, he goes to a lot of... He goes to Sunnybrook women's basketball games, go figure.
Women.
Exactly. All right, I'm sorry. I went off on a tangent there.
Dan, come back to us.
I blacked out.
What is this podcast if not a tangent? All right, then the second question is... Is there a lower form of communication than YouTube comments? My answer is yes. It's called Yahoo Answers.
I'd say Yahoo Answers is a step above YouTube comments.
I would agree with Kyle.
Probably more constructive. All right, you're right.
But I would say there is a lower YouTube video comments. For you to go on YouTube and to record a video...
That's what he said.
That's what the question was. Is there a lower form of communication than YouTube comments?
No, YouTube video replies. When you reply with a video.
Oh, okay. Because you said comments the first time. That's why you...
Yeah, video comment, whatever. Yeah. When you make a video to bitch about someone else's video, that's just the... Like, you literally have nothing to do. You're like, I'm so angry, I'm just going to make this video and make this person feel bad about themselves.
Mm.
That's fair.
I don't know. I've never seen a YouTube video reply. I've seen plenty of YouTube replies, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, they're pretty unconstructive. Like, yeah. I can't think of anything lower.
But can't you imagine having someone tape it being worse?
Yeah, but I've never seen one, so I can't
attest to it. I respect you.
Yeah.
You know what is pretty unconstructive?
What?
Amazon item reviews.
Amazon item reviews are pretty bad.
Yeah. Sometimes somebody reviewed milk. No, wait. Scratch that. A lot of people have reviewed milk.
Like
you can buy milk on Amazon?
No, the dairy products.
You can buy milk?
Yes, you can. After this episode, we're going to go on Amazon.com. We're going to look up milk. And we're just going to read the comments. They're gold.
Okay.
They're better than Yahoo Answers, I promise you.
Made me sick. Doctor thinks I might be allergic to lactose.
One star.
One star.
Jinx.
Nice. Thank you, Ray.
The last part of that email is to be continued, so tune in next time for the thrilling conclusion
of Ray's email.
Or if you don't want to wait for Ray's answer, just send us your own email.
Well, no, we're still going to answer it.
I know, but I'm just saying. If you're so excited, you know.
Yeah.
And we can why did he call so... I hope that comes into play the last part.
I'll explain why he did that
later.
Yeah,
we'll explain it off to you there.
Yeah.
Man, we should make an After Hours podcast. We explain a lot of stuff off the air that
people
want to know.
This is After Hours.
After Hours.
It's the after party.
Mm. Mm. That's a great song.
I don't know. What's the song?
Email done. Now we're going to move on to the Get Rich Quick scheme.
Nope. Love it.
All right.
Or schemes, I should say, because we all kind of have our own, I think.
Yeah.
All right. I don't want to start. Joe, you start.
I'm glad we're leading with me because mine are probably the worst.
Okay, good.
First one.
Oh, multiple. Good.
Well, I have two. The lottery.
Hey, good luck with that.
I'm playing that like I think I'm going to win it with the frequency, but I know I'm not going to, so I'm kind of an idiot.
How are you playing? Because I know there's two. The best chances to win are if you play the same numbers every week and if you get a quick pick.
I play the same numbers every week for both Mega Millions and Powerball. And I get a quick pick for each
drawing.
That's
you have the
and
best
then
chances,
I
yeah.
have an app on my phone that generates random numbers, and I play a third game for each one with those numbers. Hasn't paid off yet, shockingly.
It will, Jim.
Yeah, hopefully one day.
I'm predicting tomorrow. Right, this is a drawing tomorrow?
Probably.
Question.
Yeah, tomorrow's Mega Millions.
Okay.
Although, that's Tuesday. And
so when you listen to this podcast,
Joe might be a millionaire. We might have a good studio.
Will be.
Here's hoping, Kyle. Here's hoping.
Ching.
And my second, I'm going to say less likely scheme
Less likely than winning the lotto.
Looks like it's already we're good.
Is to make money playing card games professionally. And I'm not talking about poker. Poker would be probably easier. Although I should probably, you know, consider entering the World Poker Tour or something. World Series of Poker. But yeah, I've recently learned how to play Magic the Gathering. And I'm hoping, and when I say hoping, I mean I know this isn't going to come true at all, and I'm probably never going to enter a tournament. But to enter a tournament, get on the Pro Tour, because apparently if you win that, you win like 200 grand. I'd be okay with that. That's a pretty sweet payoff.
Yeah, sure is.
For not a lot of work.
Well, you got to buy a lot of cards.
Please someone email Joe and tell him to stop being so negative and believe in himself a little bit.
PodQuestionOne@gmail.com.
Thank you, Dan.
Or his personal email. I don't know what it is.
Probably questionable@gmail.com.
Probably questionable.joe. That's not a real email address. Don't send them there. I won't get them.
We probably
The mail or demon will send it all back.
That's where all the people have been sending their emails. That's why we don't get any.
Oh, God.
God damn it. Con! 2 episodes in a row.
Damn it. I'll send that in my head.
All right, Dan. What's your get rich?
Oh, okay. This is a... I don't know so much if this is a get-rich scheme as much as it's just, like, take control of, like, a town.
Basically. I don't know if it's so much as a get-rich scheme or just really just, like, killing people.
No, there's no kill.
Just murder and power.
There might be killings. I'm not sure. But basically, I'm not going to put any names in this because it's not fair to those people, but I'll make their names sound similar. But basically, me and a group of my friends, we have different skill sets that we feel like could all kind of complement each other in a way that if we moved into a town that, like, you know, it's kind of got some good things going, but, like, if we could sneak a couple people into, like, important positions, then we could, like, you know, really take the shit over. So, like, I have a friend, like, named Schmalix, and he's a teacher, and also, like, Blonde, and he's a teacher as well, so we can have them kind of, like, educate the youth, and, you know, kind of, like, put their own ideologies into them, maybe get them, like, going into maybe what we're, like, leaning towards. I don't know what we're leaning towards yet. I really don't know. But, you know, I haven't, like, really going into it.
Probably money.
Probably.
Getting money.
You know, these small towns, they have, like, these little food things that, like, you know, people love to frequent or whatever. So, like, Blevin, he can, like, have one of his, like, creperies, you know, just, like, open
there.
This
is really terrible.
And then...
Oh, this is really amazing. I can't tell.
And then, so here we go. So then here's the thing. My friend Menace, he's had, like...
I might just cut this whole thing out.
He's had leadership experience. So we're going to try to get him in, like, a high position in political, like
that's a things
or
idea.
Whatever. And then we're just going to ruin everything at that point. Like, we're going to start, like, doing some political corruption kind of stuff. I have some experience in journalism, so I'm going to kind of skew the news stories into, like, another area.
We own the papers.
Exactly. So we own the papers. We own the government. We own the kids. We own the crapery. It's going to be
This
great.
Is not a get-rich-quick scheme.
No, but, you know, some people like power. I think power is sexy.
Rich in power.
Right?
I don't even know what just happened.
So who wouldn't want to take over their own, like, you know, town, small city?
That sounds like a lot of work.
I just
work.
Want to let you know, Dan, I'm happy that you haven't tried to do this in any RPG.
I feel like
together.
It's actually the reverse of get rich quick.
It's like...
Get powerful slowly.
Get powerful slowly. Really slowly, because if it's a tiny enough town, it doesn't even fucking matter.
I guess I could also play the lotto to get rich quick.
Whoa, that's mine.
Dick.
All right.
Back off.
I'll go next. Mine is an insurance fraud scheme. Okay, so first I gotta find out how to make a false identity and then give myself that identity. So instead of being Kyle, I'll be Frank.
Lyle.
Or John or something, you know.
I like Lyle. Can you be Lyle?
I'll be Lyle. Sure, why not? So I'll change my name, or I'll change my identity, you know, all new social security, all new birth certificate, all new everything.
Smart.
And then what I'll do is I'll take out a very large insurance policy on Kyle.
And then
Kyle will die. And you know who will be the beneficiary of Kyle's
Lyle.
Insurance?
Lyle.
Yeah, Lyle will be.
Lyle Black in German.
Yes. Sure. Yeah, that's my scheme, really. I just want to say when I collect the insurance...
Mine is so much worse than
I'm
going
to be so, like, when I'm collecting the insurance, I'm just going to be like, ha, 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 this is for my death.
And
And as a secondary, Kyle, you'll be totally alone when that happens, because your friends will think you're dead.
I guess I'd have to let my friends think I was dead, at least for a little while.
Right.
Otherwise, it wouldn't really work.
So, the day that this happens, Kyle disappears from the Probably Questionable podcast.
At least for a little while.
Yeah. Then Miles will show up. So, we're going to put up the Craigslist ad?
Yeah, we'll put up the Craigslist ad for your talent.
We'll have to sell it.
Yeah, you know.
All right, so mine.
Yours.
Mine is twofold. And by twofold, I mean there's two plans.
Layers upon layers.
Okay, so the first plan is a little bit illegal. It involves stealing expensive things from my employment and selling them on the internet.
Matt, where is that? Don't tell me.
Don't worry about it. I'm not going to say it. but, you know, like precious metals, circuit boards, and you put them on eBay or you sell them to those buy gold places, the guys who play with the signs and sing.
Like Rick's Buy and Sell?
Rick's Buy and Sell in Patchogue. And my other plan is I have a metal detector up in the garage, which I plan on using.
To detect metal.
To detect metal and hopefully find nice, expensive metals and then sell to either eBay or
Yeah, you should do it. Just hunt for treasure.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
And I'm just saying.
But, yeah. I'm also selling a lot of my possessions on eBay, so.
Cool.
I like how you said yours was worse than Kyle. Kyle's faking his own death.
I'm stealing from my employer.
Kyle's faking his own death.
We should patent these schemes.
TM.
Patent pending.
Patent pending TM.
Yeah, no one else can fake their own death. Don't even try it.
Or slowly take over a town.
Or slowly take over Nome, Alaska.
Yeah.
Or play the lotto. Or enter Magic Tournament.
There's also some other cool fake names that I didn't get to use, like Shmeri and Joe. Not this one.
You're pointing at me. It's not Joe. Me.
All right. That's enough of this nonsense. I guess. Let's move on to our this or that segment. Should be pretty quick. So we'll get out of here fast. First, Dan helped. This is the segment Dan helped me with. So
Coast.
Dan's not going to really participate as much as Matt and Joe will. But, you know, hopefully everyone will answer a little bit. Okay, so this or that. Would you rather be the star of a hit TV show or the star of a short-lived famous after it gets off the air show?
So a cult classic.
Right. Like
television show. So like Firefly.
Mm-hmm.
Or
Friends.
Friends.
Yes.
Now the point of this is that we're supposed to like kind of blurt it out.
Right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Cult classic.
Long running.
Cult
classic, definitely.
Yeah. It's just cool.
Yeah, it's
Vintage.
Yeah.
When you shop at Utopia, people will recognize you.
I mean, you definitely don't get as much money.
No.
But it's cooler, I guess.
But you know,
but it pays back later on in life.
Yeah, and you get more. I mean, and then eventually you'll get other gigs, obviously. And and the person who did the long-lived show also is probably getting other gigs. But then that person also might get typecasted.
Yes, that's the thing.
You know, so this person has more money but might be typecasted while, you know.
Which is why Tobey Maguire stopped being Spider-Man.
And it proceeded to do nothing.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't want to be typecast as Spider-Man, but oh wait, what is he doing? Nothing.
Didn't he do Seabiscuit?
He did The Great Gatsby? Was he in that?
No. Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Seabiscuit was actually supposed to be a really good movie. Never saw it.
I'm just saying, Seabiscuit, Spider-Man for the rest of your life.
Well, seeing
not
how
the rest of his life.
Seeing how Spider-Man movies were terrible.
Well, they became terrible. They became terrible.
That's true. They started okay. And then got progressively worse.
They could just bring the two movies together.
Right.
Spider-Biscuit.
This is delicious!
Alright, next one. Would you... sorry.
You wrote this one.
Yeah, I wrote this one. This or that. Would you rather do what you love, or would you rather fall in love?
Do what you love.
Do what I love.
Fall in love.
Oh god, he's so
romantic. I'm such a pussy.
He's so romantic.
Fall in love, I guess. Nah, do what I love.
Yeah, I was about to say gay.
I don't know.
When you say do what I love, does that mean do the woman I love?
No, that means your job. That means your job or what you're doing in life is what you love. You wake up in the morning, you're like, yes, I get to work today.
That was a joke.
But then you go to bed with somebody that you love and it's like, wow, I love this woman. Or man, if you're a girl who listens to the podcast, or if you're a guy who's gay.
I was about to say, you almost fixed that, and then you were like, if you're a girl. or guy who's homosexual.
Yeah, like you fix it, then broke it down again, and then fix it again. Like good job.
It was good. It was good.
Fixed it down again. That's all that matters.
Sure did. I was joking. I knew he meant job.
Yeah.
But
well, I mean, I'm saying, but I mean, you can.
It's a tough decision, but I think I'd rather be because there's so much more time that you spend at that job than you do with the quote person you love. You know what I'm saying?
Quote.
Well, I mean, if you have a 40-hour work week, sort of.
Yeah, I don't really know. Like, I can't ever say I've been in love, so I don't really know what that's like. So I have to go with doing what I love.
It's just also, I mean, you can just have a job where you know you get paid well. Like, there's plenty of people. I mean, obviously, you're not maybe happy or fulfilled in whatever that you're doing. But I mean, I know plenty of people just like working in like from pharmacy and optometry and optician work that people just do these jobs kind of because it's like. You know, I can live a decent life and I can go on, like, solid, like, you know, nice vacations and, you know, hours and stuff like that. And that's all, that's good enough for them in terms of, like, their professional life. But, you know, to have somebody that you love. And I don't believe in, like, there's only one person out there for you. Because there's so many fucking people out there, that's ridiculous. But, shit, I at least want to be able to go home to somebody who I, like, you know, love. Which, I mean, I'm assuming in this scenario, if you're doing something that you love, you're going to
feel like
home to somebody who's, like, hot.
Finding a job.
See, but the problem is then you have kids with those people, and then your life miserable again. Sorry, Matt.
That's true.
That's true. Kids make everything miserable.
The problem is that finding that job that you love is so much rarer than finding that person you love, to me. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Like, how many times do you find a couple that's, like, truly happy... Just being a couple.
Statistically, 1 in 2.
Shit. Plus, yeah. Yeah, like every other marriage, right?
Yeah.
And divorce. And on top of that, divorce is mad expensive.
Yeah, but who's to say that marriages that don't end in divorce are always successful? Like, always happy?
Right.
That's true.
Right.
All right, so like 1 in 3, 1 in 4.
I'm still sticking with what I said.
2 out of every 5.
I'd rather have a job that I love. I'd rather wake up in the morning and be like, I'm fucking stoked to go to work today. And when I get home, I had a great day at work today. You know what I'm saying?
Professional card player.
Yeah, even if it's not a job, but like, same situation.
Whether I'm a farmer or whatever.
Yeah. I'd rather wake up in the morning and just be like, today's going to be a great day because I get to do what I want.
Exactly.
And then you wake up next to the 18-year-old model. And
but here's
like,
the thing. Okay, so here's the thing, though. If I'm gonna add on to this, then so all right, you're doing a job that you love, but you're alone. You know, so like, all right, you're doing a job that you love and you're alone,
right.
or you're with someone that you like and like your job sucks. Because I mean, that's the thing. Like, you can have a job that you love and
I could be alone. Job. Yeah, but you know what? There's so much time spent at that job. Like, if you love it,
40 hours.
But, okay, that's being generous. 40 hours. Generous in the sense that you're only going to be there 40 hours because guaranteed most jobs, you're not going to be there just 40 hours. Most people in my office aren't there 40 hours and they hate their jobs. You know what I'm saying? So if you love your job, you're going to be like, oh yeah, I got more time for that email. I'm having a great time. You know, whatever.
I think part of the reason I love it would be only 40 hours a week.
Yeah.
Okay, but different strokes with different folks.
Yeah, I have to agree with Matt on that one. All right.
If I enjoyed my job, I would stay there longer and put in the extra time. That's what I mean.
That's true.
That's good.
All right. Next question.
Last question.
Last question. Would you rather be the writer of a book series... or be the director for the movies of
said book series.
Yeah.
Director. I'm the best at answering first.
Writer.
Yeah. Director.
I mean...
Or split.
I mean, they're...
He only said director to make it a split.
And no,
okay, the thing about the writer is the writer is always going to be right. You know, because you wrote the books.
But no one will care.
Right. You wrote the books, and everyone's going to compare what is on the screen to what's in the books.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, you're God.
Mm.
And then everyone else is interpreting your word.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I wouldn't want to be the director, but I'd rather just be looked at like, hey, you did a great job. We love the world that you made.
Yeah.
This guy's fucking it up. And I'm like, well, he's not fucking it up that much. You know, because I wouldn't. I'd be like, this is the way he sees it, and this is the way the camera can capture it, you know?
The way I see it, you're the writer, unless you write a shitty book series, people are going to look at it as like, successful. You know, you did a good job. And if they're making a movie series out of it, then it's definitely not, you definitely didn't write a shitty, well, you may not have wrote, you may still have written a shitty series, but.
Twilight.
Yeah, it's still a series looked upon as a successful series. But as a writer, as a director, like, you can, the best you can ever do is match the book series. You know, like, you can succeed.
You can make so much more money.
Yeah, you can make more money. You can succeed, but you're much more likely to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And still make money. Failing.
Can you succeed?
Yeah. Good part about being a director, the story's already made for me.
Good thing about being a director?
All you gotta do is change things that work.
All you have to do is just take out things that are important.
Yep.
And piss everybody off. Or make, or make the movie more movies than it needs to be.
Hey, whatever it takes, right? All I gotta do is cast people and tell them to read the book. Plus, I have the...
I feel like a director does more than that, but...
Yeah, I know, well, yeah.
One in theory. Then.
Also, I also have the pleasure of introducing the book series through cinema to people, and they're like, wow.
People who don't read, because all of America.
That movie was great. Maybe I'll go read the book.
Right.
And so then they'll, you know, and then also, the writer can thank me.
Also, as the director, you have the ability to not have to speak to the extras.
Yeah, fuck them.
Apparently, the director is not allowed to speak to the extras. That is the producer's job. So literally, he'll be standing right here, and he will speak to the producer, and the producer will speak to you. It's ridiculous.
That has nothing to do with why I picked director, but yeah.
Me either. It's mainly the money.
I was just putting in the facts that I knew, Kyle. I hope you approve.
I would just rather be a writer, in any case.
I would rather be a writer, definitely.
Apparently not, Joe. Apparently not.
Mr. Do What You Love. Now throwing it in for the money.
I love money. It's a get-rich-quick scheme.
See, that's not what it's about, Joe. If you do what you love, it's not about the money.
You tied in the entire episode.
All right, end it here.
All right, and that's the end of our podcast. For real. This was episode 64. Join us next week for episode 65, when Joe will be hosting.
I sure will.
Love that episode.
I had a 1-in-3 shot. I'm glad I got it right.
Nailed it first try. As far as you know, listeners.
That's right. Editing.
This was fun, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Tim.
You could probably do it again sometime.
I actually had a good time.
All right.
That was a good app.
All right. If you have any comments to make for us, or, you know, any questions, things you want to tell us, you know, you can email us. That'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like that. ProbablyQuestionable@gmail.com. Or you could leave us a message on Twitter, at PQ Podcast, or Facebook. You know, just search for us, or iTunes and all that stuff. See you next week. Let's get the hell out of here. The music you have just heard on the Probably Questionable podcast is a track called Bouncing, which you can find at freeplaymusic.com.